How is it that storytelling fits into the narrative today? We have news accounts telling us that there's still a problem with racism in America. We have news accounts telling us of other things. Where does storytelling fit into that?
I think we go back to labels too, you know, with the news accounts and with the hype that the way a lot of news is presented to us with a soundtrack and graphics and streaming things across the bottom and just so much information coming at us all the time. And what I've found is, as a storyteller, you know, I will hold on to my pain. I've held on to my pain. And then I tell this story about, you know, how a gym teacher treated me wrong. And then I get to working on it and I'm like, oh, you've been holding on to your pain. It's not about your mean gym teacher. It's about you holding on to that from third grade. So it's helped me to heal as a storyteller. And then on the other end of the spectrum, when I tell it, I'm hoping it helps other people to heal. And I think that in the form of a story, we ask folks to put down their phones, and most storytelling events, this is common occurrence, you know, turn your phone off, look into the face of the storyteller, give them, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes to share their story. And I think we need that. We're craving that as a society right now. And I've seen it over and over and over again how, pretty much on a weekly basis right now in my life, how people just sharing their stories can open up this dialogue and get us thinking in new directions and new ways of understanding each other.
I'm going to take a stab at this. It just occurred to me. I've been tossing that around in my mind when we've been discussing it here about why storytelling is gaining new ground, especially among young people. Is there a connection between the rise of storytelling, especially surrounding current events, and the rise in social media?
I really think so. And what I really think is because, you know, I live in a heavily populated area, and you would think that if you were crossing a four-lane avenue in New York City, you would look up from your phone, but people don't. And they're the social media thing, you know, I don't call my friend Elena to see how she's doing. I go to Facebook and hope that she posts. So I'm not talking to her, you know, and like texting has become such the norm now. And I remember, you know, having younger students want to text me and I was like, I don't text, I don't do that. And now I don't know how I could get away with not texting. But when I go to storytelling events and those phones go off, it becomes such a warm, open environment. And I can't explain it, but, you know, as a performer, it's palpable that folks really want to hear your story and they want to support you and they want to feel with you. I think because we're just looking at a piece of glass and flat images for our human interaction. And when we get up there and tell stories or we listen to stories, it just takes me back to, you know, sitting around the kitchen table with my aunts and uncles or sitting on the front porch swing and just sharing. And, you know, I lived to hear those stories from my family.
Let me dive into that just a little bit deeper in between the possible in correlation. And please don't let me put words in your mouth, and I know you won't, but the possible correlation between storytelling and social media. Is it possible that the rise in popularity of storytelling somehow relates to the fact that on social media, we're telling it all anyway?
It's almost like once the stories start and the phones go away, it feels like the whole room takes a collective breath, like, and gets focused, like, that's a human being. That's a human being sharing their real life experiences. And, you know, quite honestly, occasionally you get people who do like they do on Facebook. You know, you have your perfect Facebook life, and then you run into your friend at the grocery store, and they're haggard and tired, and their kids has pneumonia, but you don't see those pictures, you know. But usually at the storytelling events, because of the themes or because people just need to share, it goes to those places that are much more real to me than a lot of what I see on social media.
Mark, the two events that you have had, the storytelling events in Union County, both have contained some stories that highlight some uncomfortable truths. Is that something that we can expect from the storytelling events there in the future?
You know, that's a great question, Steve. I think the promoters and producers of the event would probably like for me to lighten up a little bit. But I think, you know, part of telling difficult stories that make them work so wonderfully and to get the heart of the message across is humor. So whenever I coach folks, I try to get the humor there. And, you know, we possibly may do an event that has more of a humorous bend and a little bit lighter. But at this point, I think the labels thing is just an organic, natural fit. And I'd like to continue to explore that. And I hope it inspired you to continue to explore it, that concept. So I'm hoping that we'll do labels again. And I've also talked to Carla and Alan about possibly doing a storytelling festival, a weekend with music and storytelling, wonderful food and beverages and things like that. So who knows? You know, we've scraped the surface, and I guess we've put on our own label. And now we got to keep filling the bottle and hope that something great comes out of it, a good vintage that will last for years.